1000, 55, 7, 1, 1, 7, 0, 8, 4.
Yeah, bass drop, baby. Give me that bass drop and bass, baby. It is not 8:28, despite what you might have been told earlier in this program. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, potentially 19:31 by now. Is anybody paying attention? I'm not. But when am I ever? Who am I, you might ask? No, that's not no bass dropping babies. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that starts now, 1932 UTC or whatever time it is. I'm not paying attention. I'm just drinking tea. And what am I drinking today? We got the old Da Hong Pao out today. But we are on a late infusion. What are we on? Is this like 6 or 7 or 8 on these leaves? And it's still good, but I don't know. Maybe it's starting to lose its magic a little bit. And speaking of magic, I think I know what everybody wants at this point. The magic numbers. So let's turn to, where did the lady number? There she is. Hello, numbers lady. Why don't you give us some numbers? What are the numbers?
The numbers are 458.
Bass drop.
Number 472.
Bass drop.
Number 476.
Bass drop.
Number 488.
Bass drop.
Number 786.
Bass drop.
Number 789.
Bass drop.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, bass drop lady. Oh, I'm really relieved. She sounded a lot better today. I don't think that COVID-19 is going to kill Numbers Lady today, so whew, we dodged a bass drop. I mean, dodged a bullet on that one. All right, where's that tea? There it is. Oh, yeah. Yummy, yummy Da Hong Pao today. Super excited about it. But I've had a strange day already today. Things are getting weird. The weather is weird. I thought it was going to be nice outside, so I actually went out. I actually went outside, got in my car, drove around, looking for a place to go. And I thought, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out to the heronry and find a secret way to check it out. Because I got an email from my dad yesterday. I said, hey, we went to the heronry last night. We snuck around and did this, that, and the other thing. And I thought, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. But once I got outside, I realized it is way too windy. It is way too windy. Rain is supposed to be coming, but I thought, yeah, it's not going to rain for another few hours. But needless to say, the wind is just a little bit too much for microphones. But that's not the interesting part about it. Oh, no.
Bass drop.
It's a bass drop, baby.
Baby,
you're my bass drop, baby. While I was out driving around and I was in the Papio Valley, I was over near a... Well, actually, I was by my one of my sailing ponds that I sail for my little boats, where there's this little strip mall in a weird place for no reason. It makes no sense, but it's weird. It's just weird. It's a bar. It's a child care center, and then now there's a new place. There used to, on the other corner, there used to be this stupid sort of little independent coffee shop, which didn't fly because it's not in the best location, which makes this next part even weirder. So anyway, I was out in this area, and I was, you know, because I was out looking for herons, and I thought, well, now I better just turn around, go back home, and blah, blah, blah. And I noticed that this place was in the corner of this strip mall. So I said, wait a minute, I better check that out. I can't tell what that is from here. So I drove up to this place that used to be a drive-through coffee place. And guess what it is now? And no, it's not we're going to share our health care bills. We're not going to share each other's health care bills. Oh my God, there's just no end to it. We're not going to share each other's health care bills.
Share each other's health care bills.
No, I can't afford it. So I drive up to this place, and I drive into the parking lot of the strip mall, and this place is called Pim's. But whoever Pim is not familiar with how to make good signage, because there's something written underneath the name that I can barely read because the font isn't large enough. So I get up close, and it says, Thai Catering and Takeout. Whoa, okay. Now we're talking my language with sharing each other's care bills. Yeah, don't share my health care bill. Don't stop sharing my health care bills. Share each other's health care bills. So, why is this important? I found some kind of weird Thai takeout place. And that's great because, I like Thai food. But this is in an odd spot, and the funny thing is, it's not actually a restaurant. There's no tables. You can't go in there and sit down and have a meal. No. It's catering and takeout only. Okay, so now I need a menu. And the best part of it is, they do have a drive-through window. And that's great. And that's always great, especially for a good bass drop, baby.
Bass drop!
Baby! So if you're going to drop a bass, never do it. Never, ever drop a bass. It's bad for them. It's not good. You should never drop a mic either. But that's neither here nor there. So I'm thinking. What am I thinking? I'm thinking about food. Because something else you don't know has occurred. What, did you drop a bass, baby? No, I did not drop a bass, baby. I got some extra dollars. I got some bonus food dollars today. And I'm thinking, I can pretty much eat anything I want. Yeah. So the big question is, what do I want to eat? I could go get a hamburger. I could go get a gyro. I could get souvlaki. I could get any number of different kinds of tacos. Or a carne asada burrito. That sounds pretty good. Although hamburger sounds good. I haven't had hamburger. I haven't had a decent hamburger in, a couple months now. It's not even funny. But you know what else I'm thinking? Bass drop, baby. Thinking that maybe I need to get a pizza. Am I hungry for pizza? I'm kind of hungry for pizza, and you know what I kind of want? I think I want a pizza from Mangia Italiana. Oh. God damn, this is good bass drop tea. This is good Dahong Pao tea. Dahong Pao baby. I want to get a pizza from Mangia Italiana. The sauce there, the sauce they do for their pizza is just good. It's just good bass drop, baby.
Bass drop,
yeah,
baby.
It's just that good.
Bass drop, baby!
Bass drop, baby!
Bass drop, baby!
Or how about bass drop, baby?
Bass drop, baby!
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing today. Thinking about food. Drinking a lot of tea. I'm going to stay out of the rain, which should be coming here pretty soon. Kind of excited about that, because that just means more rain for our mushroom buddies. And you know how much I like my mushroom buddies. So basically, my goal today is to think about food, decide on some food, and then eat that delicious food. But right now, I want to listen to some music, maybe some Big Audio Dynamite. How about, Rush. Oh, what do I want? Do I want tacos? Pizza? What's it going to be?
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And I'll change a single thing. I'm fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin while the other guys got fat. All the chances that I've blown and the times that I've been down, I didn't get too high, kept my feet on the ground. Situation no win.
Delightful, delightful.
Bashful, change of atmosphere.
I wish I could sing like that. It's not everything singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.
Nice one, Mick. Ooh, he's gonna bring it back? And you thought we were off on a tangent.
Rush for a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here. Situation now.
Is it just me, or do we need to see a new album from Big Audio Dynamite? Or should we just... Okay, here's what we do. We go kidnap Mick Jones, and we hold him hostage, and we don't free him until he produces some new albums of something. I don't even care what he makes. Just... We need some more music. We really do. And I don't mean just right now. I mean, we need more music from Mick Jones. Last time I saw him, he was wearing slacks and a jacket, and thank God he wasn't wearing a tie. I would have lost my mind. Oh, but come on, Mick. We need you to be productive. More production. In fact, I think everybody needs to be making more music. Everybody needs to be producing more music than they already are, because clearly we're not getting enough, and it's making me mad, and it makes me want to fight. Because I love to fight, I'm gonna beat you up for not making music.
Love to fight, soy demo, koi demo, in janai. Love to fight, love to fight, I love to fight.
Right. I think we have reached a stalemate. Is it that obvious to everyone else? Oh, brother. Oh, and that reminds me of something else. What did I see the other... What did I see earlier? Or what? Why do I have trains on my brain? And I was thinking about trains, and if we were listening to Mick Jones, why didn't we just listen to Train in Vain? No, we can't listen to Train in Vain. We got to listen to... Rush, but no, if we're going to listen to some train music, I got their train music right here. And there's lots of train songs in the world. I mean, there's lots of blues songs about trains. There's lots of folk music about trains. Okay, I can think of lots of train songs. Wreck of the Old 97, etc., etc. But today's train song is The Last Train to Trance Central.
Come on, join me for a ride.
you know, it's kind of strange, but this isn't actually helping me decide what I want to eat for lunch. You know, this... why did I think music was going to help? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you were just talking about finding the new Thai place, a Thai takeout and catering place, and obviously you need to be going there, blah, blah, blah. Well, I would like to, but they're only open from 4 until 8. That's right, 4 hours a day. I don't really think that's going to work out. Don't get me wrong, I do occasionally get hungry for Thai food between 4 and 8 p.m., but I can't afford to eat that late. I gotta eat at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. That is the time for Tobe to be eating yummy, delicious food. Not 8 o'clock at night. Who eats at 8 o'clock at night? Madness. I think what I forgot to mention is that today is Telegram Sam Day. Yes, Telegram Sam Day. So I think we need some Telegram Sam. And let's start with T-Rex. Yeah, sing it, Mark. And meanwhile, I'm still thinking. What am I thinking? Well, I'm very clearly and obviously thinking the same thing you are thinking. And you are thinking, Tobe, does this mean you're going to now play for us the Bauhaus version of Telegram, Sam? Well, of course I am. How can we not play these back to back? I mean, come on, this is an educational show. So let's jump forward to about 1983 and see how Bauhaus liked to do it. One of my favorites. And we can start now. Okay, come on, Pete. Start singing Telegram Sam, Pete.
Telegram Sam, you're my main man. No, 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 Slim. I know where you've been. Mistake about Jungle Face Jake. And the California blues.
It's true. Telegram Sam is my main man, and he should be yours as well. Why? Well, because you've been listening to the Dubious Telegram Sam Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go find some lunch. What do I want to eat? I don't know. I got a lot of food, but I also got some cash. Do I want tacos? Do I want pizza? Do I want a gyro? Yes, I do. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.